This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, you've been asking for it, and they were back on the show, probably about a year ago, January the 18th to be exact. And there's been a lot of talk about this company, and I thought we'd reach out to them and bring them back on the show and find out what's going on. We're talking no other than Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RNVA. Their market cap's around $2 million. I think they're grossly undervalued. I have a better chance of getting hold of the president than this guy. This guy is a very busy guy. We're talking about Seamus Lagan. He's the CEO and president of Renova Health. Seamus, welcome back to the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Everett, I appreciate the invitation. Thanks for having me.
You know, there's been a lot of talk. You took over the new hospital in August 8th, 2017. But recently, you announced another acquisition of a second rural hospital. Why do you like these rural hospital sectors?
Everett, the rural hospitals have a strong support from their local community, and I believe they're a pretty predictable revenue source for us. As you know, we've had a couple of very difficult years financially. We were very heavily focused in the diagnostic sector, substance abuse sector in Florida, and that's been a difficult sector to get paid on. So, you know, we believe that the change in focus to rural hospitals, where there is a need in the local community for this service, is a more reliable revenue source for us, one that we should get paid for. And, you know, look, we've done quite a bit of diligence in these little rural hospitals, and people have said to us, you know, a lot of them fail. That is true, but if you look at the majority of the hospitals that fail, it's because they've been encumbered with fairly significant mortgages on their local property with a local bank, and you know, it's difficult for them to service those mortgages and pay that level of debt off. So, you know, our structure allows us, with the parent company being public, to provide you know, the funding from there, and hopefully not encumber the local property with any debt you know, in the local banks. So we like it. We see the whole government structure at the minute, the tax cuts, all of those things providing an advantage to this little rural hospital marketplace for the next few years.
Well, you know, speaking of the hospital you picked up in Tennessee, Oneida, Tennessee, you guys picked it up really for a dime. The whole inclusive package was $1 million. It's probably worth $5 million. The reason why I ask you these questions is that in the hospital, you guys have three divisions. You have a clinical laboratory operations, then the hospital, and then your software. Can you break it down where we're at and how those incomes come in and what you project for 2018?
Well, look, the hospital itself is, you know, it's mainly emergency room access. That's the gateway. So, you know, we have a number of patients that then stay in the hospital. We also have a number of patients that require operations, particularly on Oneida. You know, the small, as you said, $1 million we bought it for, and your valuation of the property, about $5 million, is probably close to accurate. So, you know, the small hospital, we send out quite a number of patients from that hospital to hospitals in the adjoining areas. And, you know, for example, it's probably 50 a month. Last month was exceptionally high, where we needed beds and needed operations, and we actually sent out about 80 patients. So, you know, this acquisition that we're trying to complete at the moment, it's 38 miles down the road, less than 1 hour. Hospital is, you know, 2 to 3 times larger. It's actually 85-bed hospital, much bigger surrounding population, more services. It'll allow us to send, you know, quite a significant number of the patients that we're sending out of Oneida. It'll allow us to send them over there and retain that revenue. So, you know, we think that this is a smart move for the company. You know, again, local geographic location, there will be synergy in employment and purchasing, and it allows us to service that local community that needs the service and benefit from the revenues that we can retain.
Where are we at in the process of purchasing the second hospital, and can you tell us as much as you can about that?
Well, you know, we've disclosed publicly that CHS are the seller. They're focusing on their much bigger hospitals. And from our perspective, you mentioned earlier Oneida. You know, we did buy it out of bankruptcy. We weren't in a great financial position over the last couple of years, so you know, that was an obvious first step, if you like. This is a fully operating hospital, so we'll have a much faster benefit from the revenue. It is, you know, in operation. We'll be able to send the patients over from the other hospital effective immediately. So, you know, we're moving to close on that hospital in the second quarter here. As early in the second quarter as is possible. And at this moment in time, we have, you know, an integration team. You mentioned software. You know, we'd already, it's well publicized, we'd built a strong IT software division in our historical lab business. So we're now able to utilize that team for the integration of this new acquisition, and they're actually on site at the moment as we speak, going through all the systems and the integration to try and ensure you know, a nice smooth transition. The seller, to be honest, has been pretty generous in facilitating a transition over time of some of the services. So even after we take ownership, we can rely on the seller to provide some of the services for a fee, of course, for as long as we need them for, you know, for a short period of time.
You've been listening to Seamus Lagan. He is the CEO and president and director of Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol RNVA. I believe it's grossly undervalued here, a half a penny. You know, getting back to the Oneida Hospital, I was doing some research, and my hat is taken off to you. You guys decreased the admin by $1.3 million. You reduced the headcount. I believe the headcount now is probably about 120. But more importantly, are you guys projecting that you'll do around between $10 and $12 million and from that?
Yeah, look, Oneida itself, we have stated publicly that the hospital historically collected over $1 million or approximately $1 million a month in revenue. We have said and continue to believe we will exceed that. So that plus bolting on the second hospital, which is, you know, 2 to 3 times that size, should give us a significant bump in revenue for, you know, for 2018, Everett. Look forward to being back out of the doldrums that we've experienced for the last couple of years here.
You know, about a year ago, you guys were on the NASDAQ. Do you have any plans to return to that platform?
You know, we hope to. Obviously, we did assume a lot of debt in the parent, and, you know, that we didn't meet the requirements for the net equity. We believe that a lot of the debt will be converted to equity throughout this year, and that will allow us to hopefully qualify for a full listing again, or a listing on a, you know, on an exchange sometime before the year is out. We don't have definite plans as we speak, but you know, it's obviously our ambition, and I believe it's a better platform you know, for our investors and shareholders.
You know, if I was listening to this interview and I just discovered your company, Renova Health, and ticker symbol RNVA, why should I go out and buy this stock today?
I think that, you know, anyone looking at our company will see that the last couple of years have been very difficult. I hope there's an appreciation that we have weathered our way through that. It's not been pretty for our shareholders, Everett. Many of them, you know, are suffering the losses, as am I, as the largest investor, private investor in the company over a couple of years ago now. So, you know, I think that anybody seeing this acquisition strategy and recognizing the benefit that the rural hospitals, you know, will deliver in revenue, along with the infrastructure that we have in place, you know, should, this is a good recovery situation. We should, you know, come out of 2018 a lot stronger and well positioned for further acquisition and further growth in this sector.
Well, I wanted to give a disclaimer myself. I currently own 400,000 shares of this company that I have bought in the open market. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners out there?
Everett, I think you covered quite a lot of it. You know, you hit the key points. Obviously, we have you know, secured a lot of outside capital in 2016 and 17, and I think we're well positioned, as I said, to see our revenues grow to where our levels of debt are pretty insignificant compared to our revenue as this year goes on. Obviously, you know, that was not the case for the past 2 years, and I believe it's hurt us in the marketplace. But I think that once we get the next couple of quarters over us and people are more assured that that growth is actually taking place, I think you'll see a different valuation on our company before the year's over.
Well, I'm a fan of the management. I'm a fan of the company. Like I said, I put my money where my mouth is. I own 400,000 shares, bought those in the open market. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30 or 40 days and give us all an update.
Everett, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.